This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Folks, you recall the most consequential weather event to ever hit this area, Hurricane Katrina. It impacted this city like no other in modern times, for sure. And I think that still holds true today. And there were so many people that were here and worked through this process and worked in the rebuild and the rebirth of this city. And our next guest, Arnie Filko, is one of them, former executive vice president of the administration for the Saints, former New Orleans city councilman, and former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans. Arnie, you're a lot of formers. Welcome to the show.
that's what happens when you get older and kind of quasi-retire. Everybody puts former in front of it, which is appropriate.
Yes. So how you doing, my friend?
I am good, Newell. Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for what you and WWL Radio are doing to, you know, both remember and, you know, pay tribute to some of the great leaders from 20 years ago that help lay the foundation for where we are today.
So, Arnie, you've been around a long time. Where were you during Katrina?
We actually, if you remember, many people will remember this, on Friday the 26th, we had a Saints preseason game at the Dome. And yeah, it was really that night, you know, that the weather was turning westward a little bit. And, you know, there were a lot of murmurs within the stadium. But we were planning on taking our oldest son to start college up north at the University of Wisconsin. And we evacuated Saturday and arrived in Madison, Wisconsin the next day. And like everyone else on that Monday morning, the 29th, just watched in horror as we saw the city go underwater. And, you know, we felt helpless. I mean, we were thousands of miles away. I mean, we were literally crying for hours in our hotel room, watching all of this and can't believing what we were witnessing. And, you know, from there, you know, I had a job to do. You know, we still had to figure out a way to get the NFL season played. And the word came down that we needed to try to communicate with staff and find everybody, which was not easy, and get them to San Antonio, Texas, as quickly as we could so that we could set up, you know, temporary headquarters and try as best as possible to prepare, you know, for what obviously was a very difficult time for everyone.
The training facility here, obviously was intact, had some damage, but not significant damage. So a lot of, I guess, the equipment and everything else was salvageable at that time, right?
Absolutely. Actually, I came back just a few days later to the New Orleans area. And one of the, you know, one of the roles that I had to play was to go over to the Metairie facility and see what it was. It was, you know, it was generally fine. It had been taken over by some of the military and some of the first responders, but, you know, it was intact. And, you know, that was in contrast to, I drove a little bit around the greater New Orleans area, and I mean, it was so depressing, Newell, just to see it. I mean, it was just, you know, a scene that you'll never forget. But, you know, it's incredible 20 years later to see where we are today and the progress we have made. You know, I think you know, and I know, T. Martin from Commander's Palace, and I urge everybody, read the op-ed in the paper today. Because it just gives you hope and positivity about our community and the strength of the people of this community to have come all the way back. Now, it doesn't mean everything's resolved by any means, but, you know, most cities would never have come back the way New Orleans did. And it's a tribute to New Orleanians and our people through their courage and strength and determination that we are where we are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are today.
So fast forward through the recovery, if you would, remind the folks, you know, the contemplation, the consternation that the Saints as an organization went through trying to reestablish itself in that particular year. Their home field destroyed, the Superdome not playable.
Yes. I mean, it was, look, the 2005 NFL season is in many ways you know, a footnote. I mean, given the bigger issues of a recovery of a city, you know, what happened on the field that season was secondary. You know, we had to first of all figure out where we were going to play home games. You know, I was a big advocate for bringing our games back to Louisiana, and thanks to great people at LSU like Skip Bergman, who was the athletic director, you know, he opened his arms and said Tiger Stadium is ready. And, you know, fortunately the NFL supported that idea, and we played half of the season in Baton Rouge. You know, the bigger question was, you know, the future after that. And I have to say, you know, maybe because of where I grew up in Wisconsin, I had seen how strong of a connection a sports team could be with the community. I couldn't even imagine, you know, talk of the Saints not coming back here and not being part of the fabric of future of New Orleans. And again, fortunately, that position was supported by the NFL, and ultimately the Saints came back the next year and, you know, had a glorious year. And I think, you know, one of the greatest stories that doesn't get told very much is what happened between the announcement that the Saints were coming back to New Orleans in late 2005 and the beginning of the 2006 season. The community simply said, we are not ever going to lose this team, and we're going to support it. We're going to do everything we can to buy tickets and sponsorships, et cetera. And it was one of the, again, and this is a community that was down and out. People were rebuilding homes and businesses, but they would not let this team ever leave. And that's, again, such a great testament to who we are as New Orleanians.
I I kind of believe, and you are on the inside, and I don't mean this as a criticism, because there was a lot of angst that was created as to whether or not the team was moving. I don't know if it was just a public relations debacle, misstep, or whatever, and the fact that the NFL actually stepped in. I believe the community was looking for something to be the rally cry, because we had those in D.C. inside the Beltway that were wondering why we're even trying to rebuild the city at this point in time. You know, maybe we should just chop off the bottom half of Louisiana and call it a day because of where we're located and alike, and not really taking the time to understand the importance of the Mississippi River, the port that's here, and the impact that it would have on the national economy, just kind of, you know, speaking off the cuff, that we were looking for a rally cry to rally around that was going to send a message and reverberate that message across this country. And I think it ended up being the Saints. In fact, I really believe they may have been one of the luckiest organizations in the aftermath of Katrina, because there was a lot of friction and consternation about how the rebuild was going to take place here. But when it came to reestablishing the Dome and the Saints, there was very little argument or friction. Your thoughts?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, there had been so many years of back and forth between the Saints and the state about new stadiums and incentives, et cetera, that I think that this was you know, a unified decision among, you know, all levels of government, you know, and the NFL, that when the Superdome leadership said that the Superdome could be rebuilt in time for 2006, I think everybody rallied around that. And, you know, there was so much ignorance going on around the country. You know, and I know, I mean, people that had never even stepped foot in New Orleans saying, you know, we should never rebuild this community. It's not safe. You know, we're throwing money away, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I think that the Saints were indeed the rallying cry. First of all, there should never have been talk of the Saints leaving New Orleans, Louisiana. I never, ever should that discussion ever occur, and certainly not in the weeks after Katrina. But when the decision was made to collectively to that they're returning, again, I mean, we were so proud of this. And, you know, everybody talks about the Steve Gleason block punt, which is true. It's one of the great, it's not only one of the greatest moments of sports, it's one of the greatest moments, I think, in U.S. history, because it was like a collective breath of fresh air that New Orleans is going to come back. And I was on the city council. I'd just been elected a few months earlier, and I can tell you the sense of pride that we all had in our city, and that we what we had done even to get to that point and what the future could hold for us, it was just so positive. And again, I would like to believe that some of that positivity is still here, and I'm hopeful after these upcoming elections that we are going to get back to some of that feeling and really get this city moving in the direction we all want.
You know, it's interesting. I really believe that that moment, it was a collective sigh of relief that we were finally getting a break, right? That something was breaking our way. Because when you think back over that year of August of 2005 to the following September of 2005 when that game occurred, we weren't getting a lot of breaks, right? I mean, it was, you know, kids all over the United States, some schools coming on earlier than others, you know, families would, you know, and their best friends were able to move back, others not because of the schools that they were going to. I mean, it was a lot of separation on a lot of different levels, just separate and apart from the familial unit, so to speak. And the sense that I had is that we weren't getting any breaks. I mean, you know, from a law enforcement perspective, we were dealing with a lot of friction You know, people doing things to their homes and trying to get it back up and running, neighbors fighting neighbors. I mean, it was there was a lot of friction out there. And that's why I don't mean it as a criticism. I think the Saints were turned out to be one of the largest beneficiary organizations of looking for a rally cry, of looking for a break that was finally going to break our way. The announcement that they were going to stay, and then that game, and then that block, right? And that song. It seemed as though there was a series of breaks that were really breaking our way once and for all on a national stage, I think, which made it even all the more so important and a strong emotional feel. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree. Again, there had been so much negativity, and you know, look, people were down and out. I will never forget going to Charlotte the first week of the season. There were thousands of New Orleanians that were there in North Carolina, and we hugged and we cried, and it felt so good to just be with our fellow citizens. And you know, those are moments. The following, we went to New York, and the same thing happened. So again, it was a special time, and I just want to say, Newell, it was the honor of my life to be elected to the city council twice. I had many fun jobs and great jobs in sports, but nothing ever will compare with the gratitude I have to the people of New Orleans for giving me a chance to serve them. And, you know, as I look at my life, again, Katrina was very difficult, but as one door closed with the Saints, another door opened in public service. And just like you and your great career in public service, to be able to help people get back on their feet and rebuild their lives is something that I'm very proud of and something that I will never forget for the rest of my life.
Absolutely not. I know exactly what you're feeling. Arnie Philko, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate the conversation, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. You as well, Neil. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.